It's time for Southeast Dirt Weekly.
Southeast Dirt Weekly right now.
There you go.
Anchor got Todd Hunter on the phone calling on the other line right now. Owner of East Bay Raceway Park, he's on the other phone trying to call me. We're going to call him back in just a minute, so I'm going to call, put him on hold
in
a sec.
I'll take care of that in a few minutes, as a matter of fact.
They're calling in from the woodwork, Jack. Holy smoke, man. I got people from all over the place. They're having practice down there tonight. Of course, I want to thank Todd and the guys down at East Bay Raceway Park for helping provide us. They kicked in a couple of tickets we're going to be giving away tonight, as well as a T-shirt or two. So we want to thank those guys. And, yeah, he's buzzing. We're going to give him a call later on tonight, though, man.
All right. And who do you have lined up for tonight, Scott?
Jack, we got a lot of great guys we're going to get on tonight. Of course, first part of the night, we're going to have a conversation with our good buddy, an old-time friend. We're going to talk about some old-time racing. Dwayne Dempsey, Iron Man. Done it all, seen it all, been it all. If it's in a race car, he's done it, except for some dirt racing. So we're going to talk about that in what's been going on with Dwayne since he's not hung it up, but taking a break, I guess. We'll say taking a hiatus away from the late model or open wheel cars that he's used to driving. And I think he's doing some go-kart racing. Literally, not only with his youngster, but with his kid, but he's in a car himself. But we're going to talk about, you know, what it was and what's going on and some experiences he's had, and then we're going to have a conversation. We'll get the owner of America's Dirt Track on the phone at Cal Speedway. Mike Peters is going to be on with us later on in the second part of the show. So got some great guests lined up. I was sick earlier this week, so hear me wheezing a little bit. Man, I got tore down, but I had a great night of racing, both nights of racing this past weekend, Ocala Speedway and East Bay Raceway Park. 360 sprints. Jack, man, had people up on their feet, man. This place was incredible. And if you thought that it was packed the first night Ocala was open, brother, I'm here to tell you, I didn't think you could squeeze more people in. But when I pulled up to the racetrack this past Friday at Ocala Speedway, way out on the street, I had to park, like, over in the cattle, where they auction the cattle off. I swear I was on the auction line. My truck was, and I left it. It was packed there, and they saw a show there that was unbelievable. 360 sprints. Man, you had got to be kidding me. Bryn Gaughan, youngster from right here in Florida, picked up the win. It was a great show. He picked up his win with his title sponsor there at the track. It was a great job by Bryn Gaughan, the guys over in the 360 Sprint Series. And then, man, you know, we had Matt Tiffany on. Matt Tiffany, let me tell you what, he had a shot to win both those races this past week. And just crappy luck. Crappy luck. But no doubt about it, Matt Tiffany's going to be a guy that they're going to compete with all year long from watching him run out there. But you got to get up Danny Martin Jr., man.
Danny won the race, right?
Danny won the race, man. He hung in there, did exactly what you had to do, and they got it. Oh, brother, I mean, it was just an incredible race in there all night long, and once again, as usual, nonstop, just from wall to wall, complete, just tore down racing at both tracks. When I left there, I was done. I was spent. I couldn't have squeezed in one more bit of racing that weekend as humanly possible. Yes, but it was a great night. Believe me, when the Rebel Series of the ASCS comes around to your neighborhood, buy a ticket. Go to the show. It is incredible. What a blast we had. Can't wait to have them back. I'm telling you, both Mike and I'm sure Todd will say the same thing. Unbelievable. Just, you got to come out there. And then, like I said, nothing cooler than going to a Cal Seaway. And I'm here to tell you, you couldn't have put a piece of DNA in there, brother. It was packed. Packed out in that place. It's going to be the same way this coming Friday night. We'll have Mike on the show later on and talk to him about what's going on. See, I got on here once again trying to be calm, trying to be cool. I'm sick. I'm out of breath a little bit, but I just start talking about Jack. I get pumped.
Yeah, no doubt.
Thinking about this.
No doubt.
This weekend is going to be awesome, man. So well, I'm going to hold back on that, though. I'm going to hold back, reserve, wait till Mike gets on the phone. And then I'm going to let loose because they got a lot of great drivers coming there, man. They have got a show that's going to be kicking this weekend. So make sure you come back for that. So, Jack, if you want to, we'll head to break right now. We'll come back with the first guest of the evening, the Iron Man, done it all once again. Has I don't know how many Florida, how many championships, Jack? Two?
I don't know, but
I know he's got two rings.
Now we are allowed to kid him about his first trip to dirt, right?
I even told him, man. I said, just so you know, Jack has told this story about you. I said, honestly, man, Jack rails you about this deal. You go, you're going to tell the story one more time. Said, you're going to listen to it, and then you're going to have a chance to rebut Jack like they did last night between Hillary and Barack. I'm going to give him his 2 minutes, and he's going to have a rebuttal session, and yeah. We'll go off from there. No, I tell you, I talked to him for 5 minutes just right before the show, and you know, he says, "But you know, I really haven't been doing anything." And I said, "Man, don't matter. Let's just talk." And then we talk for another 20 minutes, man. Just so we'll come back with Dwayne Dipsy just a few minutes. But right now, thanks for listening to Southeast Dirt Weekly. Hang in there. We'll be right back.
This is Shaw Smith, driver of the 17 SS Dirt Late Model, Central Sheds and Trailers Champion for 2007, and you're listening to Inside Florida Racing.
Carnac.com, your online racing community since 1997. Carnac.com is racing classifieds, racing photos, racing news, lively racing message boards, chat rooms, multimedia, and so much more. And if your race team or racing business needs a website, or your website needs a fire lit under it, look no further than Carnac.com. From affordable web hosting to fancy flash animation, Carnac gets it done.
The United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series. Don't miss your chance to be a part of auto racing history. The United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series offers fast and exciting dirt late model racing throughout Florida, Georgia, and Alabama in 2008. The United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series is coming to a track near you soon. Check it out. UnitedDirtLateModels.com. The United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series.
Sponsored by Central Mobile Homes Incorporated at Central Sheds and Trailers. Homes America.
The United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series.
When purchasing a technical product like brakes, there is no substitute for quality and experience. In the performance industry, no one has more experience than the Brakeman. The Brakeman has been designing high-performance solutions for a variety of applications for almost 40 years. The current products from the Brakeman are among the most advanced on the market. The Tornado calipers are the only calipers in the performance industry to carry a U.S. patent number and their new line of pads and rotors. The Brakeman Super Brakes are solving brake problems on hard-use vehicles, from police cars to ambulances and a variety of fleet vehicles. So if you're towing a trailer, carrying heavy loads, or just plain want to extend the life and stopping power of your vehicle, it's time to call the Brakeman on the web at thebrakeman.com.
Welcome back to the this edition of the Southeast Dirt Weekly, and Scotty Mack, you got hooked up with the Iron Man.
I dug him out, man. I tell you what, I hadn't heard from him in a while. I knew that, you know, I said he can't keep out of it for too long. There's no way. I had to find him, and so I dug through some old numbers, and I found out the Iron Man, Mr. Reliable, always there, Dwayne Dempsey. Dwayne, welcome to Southeast Dirt Weekly.
Well, thank you very much. I kind of thought you were a bill collector there for a while.
Exactly, yeah. How are you doing? Yes, well, I represent. No, man, you know, I talked to you earlier, and I wanted to get a word with you about Southeast Dirt Weekly. First of all, we got excited talking about, you know, the racing the way it used to be and some of the things coming up. And then I heard your name by somebody, and we'll get to that a little bit later on. But, no, my old standby friend that I've known from day one racing way back in the Sarah days, Oakwheel modifiers, and I used to be enamored by these cars, man. I was like, holy smoke, late models are cool, but 800 horsepower, you gotta be kidding me. So I was always excited by these guys, and of course, Dwayne, you were always the man to beat out there, and Iron Man has done it all. Of course, Florida champion, what, twice now? I know you got at least two rings. Tell me about what's been going on with you lately. Of course, been working, I know, and your kids been over to the dirt track a little bit on the carts.
Yeah, we've got three go-karts for my son, and like I said, we've been going to Dirt Devil and East Bay and doing some other things. I haven't raced as much as probably should, but I don't know. I think it might be time for him to take over and me to step back a little bit. But damn it, you know, I need my bowling night, you know?
I was about to say, man, you can't. I mean, you might be able to do it a couple times, but you're going to be itching to get back out there. And, you know, I was thinking about this earlier. Some of our old gang that you know that you used to run around with, they got their kids out there. Shane Burrows, this past weekend, I'm telling you, Jamie's son, and you know Jamie, obviously. Y'all do it on the track. His kid made the greatest racing move, I swear to you, I've ever seen in my entire life this past weekend in East Bay. He squeezed, I swear, through about 8 cars in one turn. It was the most amazing thing. I wanted to ask him if he had his eyes open or shut when he did that. Jamie Burrows is out there. You used to run with him. Let's see. Bobby and Ginger, they're out there as well, still over at East Bay. Do you still see them when you go over there?
Oh, yeah. When I first started racing Thunder cars back in, I don't know, early 80s or whatever, you know, Jamie started. I used to race against David Smoth. Kraus, you know, I mean, a lot of the guys that, you know, come over to St. Pete, because I guess that was a place to run, because the dirt wasn't so spectacular back then, but right now, I tell you, dirt's where it is, you know?
Steve Alone is over there. You know Steve from St. Pete, right?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, he's over there now.
He's killing him over there.
My buddy actually burned up his first car in front of Crumpton Wilkins.
a tribute, man.
Or something like that, you know? I mean, that's not the thing to do, but poor Steve, he was in tears for the first race car he ever had, you know? Was kind of
come on.
So, but he's come a long ways. Like I said, I think that's kind of cool that he's over there now.
And that's
Peter built my first race car, the one I never bought, but actually built. And I guess he's the chaplain over there now, right?
And you know, he was on the racetrack this past weekend racing one of those legend cars, man, like an, I don't know what kind of car it is, way one of them Buzzy Rudiman. I call them all Buzzy Rudiman cars, but yeah, it was like one of those old kind of cars, and he was out there racing it. They were going at it, man. Todd goes, yeah, this is just an exhibition. No, brother, they were going at it. So, yeah, Nash Peters was out there. That's incredible. Tell me about some of those other days, those early days at St. Pete when you were racing over there.
Well, I mean, heck, it was really cool back in the... I mean, I started probably going out there about 77, 78 and watching, you know, Scarborough and Fenton and a lot of the great stars. And St. Pete used to be the place to go when you had a late model for asphalt. And wanted to take on the best, you know. I mean, Dickie used to go there, and Daniel Keene was there, and you name it, they were there. And they had went there, and like I said, I really kind of cool growing up, you know, 20 minutes away from the racetrack. So it was neat. And of course, we started there, and like I said, moved up to late models. And like I said, unfortunately, asphalt just seems to be shooting itself in the foot lately, and dirt seems to be where it's at. I mean, you got great stars like Wayne Anderson and you know, the guys from Inverness are deciding to go to dirt. And like I said, I don't know. It's pretty cool, and it's pretty tempting, I can tell you that much.
You know, Dwayne, that was a, you know, the cool thing about it is for me, and you know all these guys, and so... But it was new for me that, you know, I'd heard the name Ivan Lloyd because I live in Ocala. I didn't even know he's here too. He owns, you know, Marion Hydraulic or whatever. It's like, I didn't even know that. And so, you know all these guys, but just like you said this weekend, Ivan Lloyd, Wayne Anderson, Mike Bresnahan, Rich Pratt, you know all these guys so very well, and many more that are going to be there as well. Once again, it's got to be tempting for you to get out there. And when you know all these guys, heck, you've run with them. You beat them on the track. You've been beat by these guys. Y'all rubbed. Y'all raced. You had a good time. Plus, you've done well at Ocala in the past. We talked about it. You said, hey, not my favorite track in the world when it was asphalt, but you had good luck there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Ocala's not one of my favorite racetracks when it was asphalt, but we always did well there. I mean, we won the blue-gray race with the modifieds when the guys come down from up north, you know, several times. You know, and like I said, one neat thing about dirt, as far as being an asphalt guy my whole life, okay, I mean, I think I run 3 times on dirt over at East Bay and the modified with an asphalt car, is that you don't know when you're out to lunch, basically, you know?
Is that a segue?
You know what I have to have a decent and a winning late model, okay, I mean, and how much it costs. But, you know, be honest with you, you don't really know how much it costs to have a good dirt late model or a dirt modified, because you're still an idiot. I guess, when you
pick it. So, well, I don't
you
know about
by
that.
What other people tell you, you know, and this, that, and the other. And
then you're kind of wondering if they're telling you the right thing.
I got to tell you, Dwayne, and I know Scott mentioned this, and I talk about this all the time, because that first time that you guys did go to Sarah, the Sarah Series went to race on dirt at East Bay.
Right.
Other than Perry Brown's mysterious spin in turn four.
Oh, you remember that?
The thing, besides that, the thing I remember most of all is you going out to qualify. And I don't know why, but for some reason that one just stuck with me, your adventure out there. Tell us about how tough it was.
Oh, I'll tell you what, the first race we had, we qualified second and finished second. But the second time, oh, my God, it was terrible. So, like I said, I thought I was a dirt expert after the first experience. But, like I said, you know, I went to the Robert Yoho driving school right before that, and, you know, right is hot left all the time, you know?
Oh, yeah. But, you know, running over there at East Bay, you've been over there to East Bay many times, but, man, getting out there on that track, I know when I go into East Bay Raceway Park, I get chill bumps when I walk in there. It is really kind of a breathtaking place. It's still just a Saturday night track, but when you walk in there, man, there's an aura about that place that is like, this place is different, and it's bona fide. When you get out there, they go at it out there, and I guess that's just the attitude you got to have is, brother, it's every lap, full out, full blast on from start to finish.
Well, to be honest with you, it's the only track that's still alive. You know, I mean, I went to Golden Gate Speedway and raced there, okay? I mean, they used to have a track at the fairground. And several others. They used to have the Grand Prix there at the fairground at one time, you know? But East Bay seems to, I don't know if it's that sulfur mine behind it or whatever that keeps everybody away, but able to continue year after year, which is, you know, pretty cool. And like I said, when they had the speed weeks and all the other things that goes on there, you know, it's a pretty exciting deal. I know we go over there every year, and I don't know. Our buddy Todd used to have the modified series.
Yeah, you believe that? Yeah.
Oh, like I said, it's cool that he's really taking it on and putting all of his effort into it. You know, that's what you have to do to make success.
Listening to Dwayne Dempsey, the Iron Man, with us on Southeast Dirt Weekly with Jack Smith, Scott McAllister. Dwayne, so obviously, like I said, you've kind of taken a little hiatus, some time away from really hardcore racing. I mean, you were competing in almost every one of the Florida Triple Crown Series races. You've worked with people like Mike Leonard. You've done it yourself before. You've worked with many different drivers and many different styles of race cars. And we talked about it once again, perhaps a little bit of, once again, we're not making an announcement tonight, but perhaps an inkling of one day hoping to get over and do some dirt racing.
Well, one of the neat things about dirt racing is it's the only thing that seems like it's going to survive lately. There's always talk of that Lakeland Speedway, which is one of my favorites, but going away. And everything else just seems to be getting so far away because of gas prices that
yep.
You know, tracks, you know, like Tampa, for instance, you know, it's not extremely far away from St. Pete. So, like I said, I'm trying to stay involved long enough to still understand how these cars work, and maybe I can go on that learning curve and understand enough for when my son gets old enough to jump in one of these type of cars he might have a little bit of an edge. So
you're out there paying. You told me earlier.
I'm sure it's got an edge because of Jamie. Jamie's an extremely good dirt driver, and you know, Davis Moss and a lot of these other guys, you know, that their sons come along. You know, Jack Nosbitch, I guess his son's driving now.
Yep.
And like I said, they run good because Daddy, you know, sets the car up right. And like I said, I really don't know how to set up a dirt car, to be honest with you, so I guess I better get on that learning curve quick.
Well, I wanted to get you over there with Buzzy Rudiman and them guys, and I'm sure they'll give you the lowdown, and I'm sure it'll only take you about a half a lap, and you'll be out there. But, you know, I think it'd be the same thing. You know, people are saying the same thing about Wayne Anderson, who we're going to see the first time this tomorrow night, as a matter of fact, out at Ocala Speedway. You know, they're going, oh, he's going to have a steep learning curve. I tell you what, Mike Bresnahan, his learning curve, zero, my friend. Won the first night out.
I know. Poor Wayne, he's got a lot of pressure on him, doesn't he?
He does, man. I'm telling you, the pressure. Oh, and besides that, oh, there's a guy behind him. His name's Ivan Lloyd. Yeah, he could be a little tough to deal with. And Rich Pratt's run a couple times out there. And, you know, there's Shane's out there, and there'll be some other good drivers. So the pressure's on, but also, man, he's not putting the pressure on. So the same way you wouldn't either, man. It's, you know, I think he wants to go out there and finish and not tear stuff up and finish. So, which will be good. Be okay. But, yeah, Mike kind of set the bar a little high for everybody.
Oh, definitely. I mean, that's all you've seen on the Internet is, you know, Wayne Anderson going to show up and run dirt, which, you know, before that, it was a little bit of controversy about the spec motor and all the other stuff that you see on Karnak, you know? And,
yep.
And like I said, I kind of agree, and I kind of, you know, on the fence about things. One of the things that made the most sense to me that I experienced last year was when Jimmy Cope spoke up at the Governor's Cup about how cheap the purse is compared to what it should be. You know, I mean, he, I guess, raced 20 years prior to that race, and it was the same purse, basically.
Same thing.
Yeah, and like I said, that reality check, you know, I felt right there with him, but the point is, when you drive for somebody, you kind of keep your mouth shut, you know?
Yeah, and I understand. I mean, it's like you said, you kind of do have to keep your mouth shut, and you got to play, you know, be political, and you know, and you are there for a reason other than, you know, you're there to represent someone else, too, when you're driving for somebody.
You know, Dwayne, let me ask you a question. It was $5,000, right? Was that what it was?
Yes.
You know, and it's so funny that 10 years ago, Terry Wall and myself, it was in 1998, we arranged to have that that race televised, and it cost a ton of money to do, but we somehow or another got Race Rock involved, and they paid the majority of the bill to get it. And during that time, I was just finding out about it, and I was on this campaign to try to get it raised to something like $10,000 because I was had been around this game long enough to know that, you know, there was a lot more than $5,000 just didn't cut it for that kind of race. I didn't think then, and certainly not now. But when we went around and tried to talk to people about getting the purse raised, we actually had drivers who told us they didn't want it raised because then all the guns would come in from North Carolina and take the money. Do you believe it?
It's hard to believe, to be honest with you.
But yeah.
Like I said, I run the Hooters series for a couple of years, and I just loved running against really super competitive people because if,
sure.
I mean, you have to have a ladder to climb, you know, and if you don't have that, then I don't know.
That should be a $10,000 race. I don't even think there's any argument about that. That should be at least.
There it is. You know, we talked about it earlier.
Baddest car on the face of the earth, and you want to prove it, you know? And why wouldn't you want to prove it against the best?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You made the blue gray. Yeah.
You know, Busch theories and all this other stuff, you know? I mean, if Busch theories is legit, I mean, I understand a little bit of what's going on, but the point is that I think the drivers that run that series want to race against the best, you know, and want to prove themselves. So
you'd think.
Sure,
like I said, I've always pumped myself up when I have to go race against you know, Wayne and a lot of these other guys at these big races, you know. And like I said, when you do well, you really feel like you accomplished something, you know.
And the same thing with the same way with younger drivers when they see Dwayne Dempsey out there. I guarantee you, that's what they say. They said, "Man, there's a guy. We got to beat that guy. If you want to get a name, you know, if we'll modify, and you want to run a modified." You got to beat Dwayne Dempsey.
You might be running in 10th place, but if they pass you, that was a star on their chest.
Yeah.
If they pass me in 10th, I'm pulling in, all right?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that would be true. But, yeah, I mean, that was, Jack, you're exactly right, man. It's like no matter what, if I finished, I can always say, dude, I finished in front of Dwayne Dempsey. And, you know, especially at a place like Lakeland, but you didn't have it very often, man. Holy smoke. Now, just tell me you got the Ironman. I saw you there one night when you won the modified race, the limited race, and the late model race. Is that right? You ran in all three. I know that.
Oh, I didn't win everything, but...
But you did run in all three.
Good. Yeah, and like I said, we had a great time, and to be honest with you, I guess I was in better shape than I am now, so...
Well, I tell you what, Dwayne, we appreciate you coming on the show, man. It's been great talking about the old times, and hopefully, man, we'll be able to see you out on... out of the track here at Ocala Speedway or down at East Bay or, hey, at any dirt track. But no matter what, of course, whether it's asphalt or dirt racing, we want to see you back out there soon. I know I do. I grew up in the racing world, starting out watching guys just like you, Larry Martin, all the old Jerry Simons, all the old schoolers, Jim the Hoop Flynn. That's who I grew up with watching, you know, modified racing. Now I watch them on dirt. I think it'd be great, you know, to have. I wish they could bring the old days out and say, man, can everybody come over here and play on the dirt side now? Maybe, you know, we can always hope. Like I said, Bobby Dixon's still over there, Jamie Burrows, you know, those guys are still over there. So I just like, I'm trying to slowly but surely trying to bring all my old asphalt buddies over here to the dirt side.
Yeah, well, that's the only track we haven't won on yet, so.
There you go. Well, Jack, I say you're well. We set it down.
All right.
We'll get to see Dwayne out there soon. But, Dwayne, thanks for coming on and sharing some time with us here on Southeast Dirt Weekly.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
Thanks, Dwayne.
Yep.
How about it, Jack? Dwayne Dempsey, man, the Iron Man on dirt.
That's pretty cool. And tell you what, why don't we take a quick break? We're going to come back with Mike Peters, huh?
Yeah, we'll have Mike on the phone, man.
From Ocala Speedway. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Don O'Neill, driver of the number 71 race car, and you are listening to The Real Racing USA.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper.
Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper.
Truly the long arm of the law at the movie theater. You and a velvet rope are all that keep the huddled masses from a free flick.
You're the man now.
Ever vigilant, you boldly demand to see our stub. Getting a little personal, don't you think?
Can I see your stub?
Who's the guy in the military-style uniform that would make any third-world dictator proud? Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper. That's who.
Salute the general.
So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, Stubmaster, because you really tear it up.
Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
PowerMaster is your ASA series sponsor for the XS Power Batteries. PowerMaster is pleased to announce the introduction of the XS Power series of batteries. XX Power Batteries for racing applications and batteries for your car audio application. 12-volt batteries for street machines, street rods, off-road vehicles, and even motorcycles. XS Power Batteries means 30% more power and no battery spilling. PowerMaster also carries your starters and alternators. Visit us on the web at www.powermastermotorsports.com.
Port City Racing, it's about winning. From lug nuts to complete race cars and 12,000 parts in between. Whether you're new to racing or a seasoned veteran, you'll find what you need at Port City Racing. Since 1981, Port City Racing has been producing winners, drag racing, circle track, and much more. You can now browse through our Port City Racing catalog on the web. View and shop online right from your race shop. PortCityRacing.com. That's PortCityRacing.com.
Carnac.com, your online racing community since 1997. Carnac.com is racing classifieds, racing photos, racing news, lively racing message boards, chat rooms, multimedia, and so much more. And if your race team or racing business needs a website, or your website needs a fire lit under it, look no further than Carnac.com. From affordable web hosting to fancy flash animation, Carnac gets it done.
The United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series. Don't miss your chance to be a part of auto racing history. The United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series offers fast and exciting dirt late model racing throughout Florida, Georgia, and Alabama in 2008. The United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series is coming to a track near you soon. Check it out. UnitedDirtLateModels.com. The United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series.
Sponsored by Central Mobile Homes Incorporated and Central Sheds and Trailers. Homes America.
The United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series.
Welcome back to Scott McAllister's Southeast Dirt Weekly. And just as a note before we turn things back over to Scott, we cannot be responsible for the overflow of enthusiasm that is about to follow.
Oh, yeah. It's, brother, let me tell you what. I get so jacked up from talking to this guy we have on now, the owner of Ocala Speedway. You're right. I'm going to get in these couple of things real quick first. Mike, bear with me.
Of course, we want to thank the guys over at Midnight Rodeo right here in Ocala. They're located right down on Pine Avenue. All our callers are brought to us care of the Midnight Rodeo hotline, so thanks to those guys for having us on. And on the phone with us, once again, as you said earlier, Jack, owner of Ocala Speedway, America's Dirt Track, Mike Peters. Mike, thanks for coming on Southeast Dirt Weekly.
What's happening, gang? Glad to be here.
We're getting jacked up, man. I see you. We were talking earlier today, and Jack said, oh, yeah, by the way, you know Wayne's coming this weekend. And I was like, oh. And he goes, and I'm in it. And I was like, ah. And Mike, ah. So, you know, excited, man. Tell me about what's going on out there.
This Friday night, it's going to be out of control. Wayne Anderson making the big switch to dirt. He's going to be debuting here at Ocala Speedway. When he came out to practice, he was turning the same lap times every other late model that's been out here before was turning the first time out in the car. It's going to be a show. Ivan and Lloyd, the professor's coming back. Shane Williams. Everybody's coming.
Shane Williams already won there one time.
Speedway is the place to be.
Mike, I didn't think it could get more packed than it was opening night, brother. But this past weekend, when the 360s rolled into town, it was jacked in that place. I'm telling you, I don't think you could have got one more person in there.
Standing room only, and what a show they saw. Sprint car, a foot from the wall, flat-footed all the way around the track. It was insane. The white 19 car, the guy could have reached out and touched the wall all the way around the track.
We had him on the show this that week earlier, Matt Tiffany. How close was he to winning that race, man?
Awesome. He checked out on everybody. Got a little wide coming out of four and just kissed the wall in turn four like so many of us have before. And then, then we had a flat-out showdown for three laps, man. The first and second place car were mixing it up all the way to the checkered flag. It was awesome.
Come on, tell me, man. Once again, I get goosebumps thinking about it. This year, compared to last year, just like I said, the enthusiasm is unbelievable. One race we're talking about. I'm telling you, I think there's been more side-by-side racing so far this year than all of last year. And not only at Ocala, but at any asphalt track we've ever seen.
I think you're right on the money making that statement, man. It's been, this year so far, we've had a different winner in the winner circle every single week in every division. We've had side-by-side racing. We'd have three wide. Bombers last week, wide around one and two. More passing, more lead changes, and more winners than ever here before.
On the phone, Southeast Dirt Weekly, track owner Mike Peters, track owner of Ocala Speedway. Mike, we talked about it. Man, even the AMSOL V8 Thunderstocks, what a field of cars they got. They brought out, 24 cars in the A-Main, and said they were five wide going down into turn one.
24 cars. That's what we're going to bring the folks tomorrow night. 24 AMSOL Thunderstocks, 24 Pepsi Hot, and full field of late models coming right back at you again.
I can only tell people, I tell them so many times, please, take my word for it, get there early, because I could not find a place to park last week. You got to get there early. Racing, the cool thing about racing at Ocala Speedway, doesn't start till 8 o'clock, so you got plenty of time to get out there. But you got to get there early because the crowds have been unbelievable, Mike. Once again, it's going to be a great show.
8 o'clock, we're focusing on the three-hour show, man, 8 to 11. The fans need to come out and see more action in 3 hours that they can see any place in town.
You pack it in there. You pack every second of every minute in there is about racing, and that's what it's all about when you come to Ocala Speedway. And it's just a lot of fun. The atmosphere is great. You've got a great staff there. They're very professional, well-behaved, well-mannered. It's all going on there at Ocala Speedway. And, man, tomorrow night, if you're hearing this and you're within driving distance, what a great place to come on a Friday night. And the weather is going to be fantastic.
Perfect. It's going to be perfect. While they're here, everybody needs to try a Zuber Dog. They're building steam. They're getting really popular. Z-U-B-E-R Dog.
Come on, baby.
Half-pound, all-beef hot dog, best hot dog you've ever had.
$0, come get some. Holy smoke, Jack. Now they got it all now. Ocala. You got racing. You got a great place.
Hey, wait, what?
They're right off the interstate.
What the hell's a Zuber dog, man? What is a Zuber dog?
It's a half-pound, all-beef, best hot dog you've ever had.
So, yeah, man.
Okay.
Richmond all day long, man. People go up there and have their dogs up there. Holy smoke. Come to Ocala and get you a Zuber dog. Unbelievable. So, once again, Mike, I know you're busy out there. Just real quick, give me a rundown. What are you doing right now? No, I called Angie earlier. She said you were out on the track. What are you doing just right now? I just want to just get a kind of a rundown of what goes on in the day of a life.
I'm just giving the old girl a bath right now, so get some moisture in it overnight, and then we'll come back out in the morning and get back on it again. So the track's just right for the drivers when they get here. That's the one thing. There's no nonsense when they get here. They get in their car, they go out and do hot laps, and then we get to racing. We start the show on time every week, 8 o'clock.
And last time out, Mike, when these late models came out, our good old asphalt buddy from Inverness, Mike Bresnahan, was able to let his first time ever on dirt, and he came out there and he picked up the win. This time, I got to think, man, we were talking to Dwayne Dempsey earlier, thinking about getting him a dirt car. You know him well. Has picked up a lot of checkers there in Ocala. Thinking about getting him a dirt piece. But Mike Bresnahan has set the bar for these drivers coming over. I know Wayne Anderson will tell you, hey, I'm just coming out there to do good. Once again, you know he's thinking, holy smoke, man, his first time out. Mike Bresnahan won the race. I'm not sure if that puts pressure on him or gives him hope to say, hey, I can go out there and compete first night out.
That's it, man. That's the name of the game. It's a level playing field. Every week when you show up here, that's the beautiful thing about dirt. Changes every week. You never know how the track's going to be. You never know how the track's going to finish up by the end of your race. Everybody gets the same amount of practice. It's a level playing field, and it's a beautiful thing. It's all about different winners.
Now, how many laps is the feature event? How's the show set up for tomorrow night for the late
tomorrow
miles?
Night we run our hot laps. Everybody gets 5 laps apiece in their division. We start the show at 8 o'clock. We run our heats, then any B mains. Then we have our intermission, and then we go right into our features.
Yeah, and how many laps is the feature for the different late features?
25 laps for the late models, 20 for the hobby stocks, 20 for the thunder stocks, and 15 laps for the gladiators.
Cool.
And, I mean, brother, they get it on there, and it's like Mike said, there is no messing around. When you come into the stands there at Ocala, you're going to get, believe me, you'll get all the money you pay, you'll get all the races you pay for, and then some. I know if it was anything like... If it's anything like any of this whole year has been, this Friday night, tomorrow night, I keep on saying it's going to be the best show of the whole year. Every weekend I say that, though. Next week, man, it's going to be even better. But it really is going to be better each and every weekend. This weekend.
Also, Mike, if you have a moment before you leave, tell us about the special event that's coming up. We might as well start talking about this now.
Yeah.
Tell us about this special event coming up in June, man. Something very, very special.
June 6th, the first Friday in June. The first ever, but the 14th annual, first ever on dirt Powell Memorial. It's going to be an awesome night. 75 laps, 5,000 to win on the line. Every hot shoe, dirt late model driver state is going to be at Ocala Speedway, to include James Powell's even looking for a dirt car right now, so we'll probably even see James Powell back on the dirt, beating and banging with the rest of them.
Love it. Love it, man. And you'll get some big-name drivers in there. Believe me, you'll get some people coming in from all across the country trying to get that one-time shot there at Ocala.
It's D-Day, man.
Running there all year long. And it's going to be a shootout for the Powell Memorial like you have never seen before.
Mike, it sounds like D-Day at Ocala Speedway to me.
Yeah, man. And I'll tell you who's coming for redemption. One of the main reasons he went out and got a dirt late model, Mr. Anderson. Don't count him out of that $5,000. He wants to see his name go right back up on that plaque inside the office again.
Yeah.
I don't think he cares.
He's coming.
Yeah.
I don't think he cares whether it's dirt, asphalt, ice, you name it. I think he wants to win that Powell Memorial. He doesn't care what it's on, and I wouldn't take his name out of the hat for nothing in the world. Like I said, people think, oh, he'll be doing good just to finish. Hey, Mike Bresnahan won the first time out. Anybody can win it, and Wayne Anderson definitely one that can do it. But man, you got a great field of cars behind him as well. God, it's going to be a great night tomorrow night. See, here you go. I'm all jacked up, and it's only Thursday night. I'm way too excited to start off this weekend with.
Bridge puts on a great race just by himself, man. He's one of the most on the edge, let it hang out there. Dirt late model drivers in the state, man.
Who?
Fun just to watch around, drive around.
Who's that?
Himself. Rich Pratt.
Rich Pratt.
Oh, Rich Pratt, yeah.
He is on the, you talk about edge out of control, he's on the other edge out of, he's on the outside edge out of control, but he's one of the best drivers I've ever seen out there, most exciting as you'll ever witness.
Yeah, man, absolutely.
You got it all going on.
Last dirt late model race we had is a testament to just how much things can change. You've got Mike Bresnahan and Shane Williams door-to-door, side-by-side, for the last 4 to 5 laps of that race, and you got one of the most experienced dirt late model drivers in the state driving one car, and you got a guy driving another car down on horsepower with a crate motor, and it's his first time ever on dirt in a dirt late model. I mean, what does that tell you about dirt racing?
And, you know, Dwayne Dempsey would tell you, we talked about it just a second ago, how competitive everybody is once they get out there on dirt. It's the great equalizer when you get out there on that dirt, because this, as you said, the surface changes for everybody. Conditions change constantly for everybody, and it's hard to keep up with.
Well, and track, not only that, you know, one section of the track might start taking rubber or might slick off, so the cars will actually move. You know, Matt last weekend is a good example of that. The sprint car started out at the bottom of the track, and by the time the race was over, he's a foot off the wall running flat out all the way around the track. It was impressive.
And you know what? I had people that were asking me, literally, and once again, I because I don't know either, they were asking me, they said, the track has gotten so dark, is that the asphalt that's coming up? And I said, no, I think that's the rubber that's being laid down over there. And as you said, that kept on getting wider and wider and wider, and at the end of the night, they were way off the track.
Awesome sight. The fans really got what they came to see. That's our mission statement. That's our goal every week. You know what DIRT stands for. Do it right tonight.
That's it, man. At Ocala Speedway, they do it right every Friday night. And this Friday night, you got to get there early. Please get out there early so you can get a good seat, because they're all going to be there. Best late model drivers. Once again, Hobby Stock's going to be out there. Ansel VA Thunderstocks, Gladiator Division going to be out there. Just a great night of racing to bring the whole family out. Once again, great weather here in Ocala. It's going to be a great weekend. Get out there early. Mike, man, thanks for coming on Southeast Dirt Weekly. We are jacked up, and I'm ready to get out there tomorrow night here in Ocala Speedway at America's Dirt Track, just off I-75. So easy to get to. Make sure you get out there early, Ocala Speedway. Mike, thanks for coming on Southeast Dirt Weekly.
Thank you, guys. I'll see you and all the fans tomorrow night.
Later, Mike.
All right.
Bye-bye.
See, Jack, I get... Oh, man. I'm ready to go right now. Right now. I'm ready to go.
You know what I forgot to ask him? I still haven't got the answer to the question that I really want.
What's that?
Who cleans off the aluminum grandstands after the races?
You know, it's probably him and Angie. You can't climb away from that place. He loves it out there now, and I can see why. And once again, we want to thank the good guys over at Midnight Rodeo for being the official sponsor of our hotline and bringing Mike Peters on from Ocala Speedway. The guys over there every Friday night is ladies' night over at Midnight Rodeo. So when you're done here at Ocala Speedway, head down to Pine Street. Have a blast at Midnight Rodeo, man. We were talking about earlier. It's ladies' night after the racing's over.
Do you have...
Head on down there. It's Midnight Rodeo, and... Here on Southeast Dirt Weekly, we're going to come back after a few messages, and we'll have race rundowns, recaps from this past week, and then some upcoming events across the country, across the Southeast, here on Southeast Dirt Weekly.
We'll be right back, I think.
Yeah, we'll be back.
Hi, I'm Don O'Neill, driver of the number 71 race car, and you are listening to The Real Racing USA.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper.
Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper.
truly the long arm of the law at the movie theater. You and a velvet rope are all that keep the huddled masses from a free flick.
You're the man now.
Ever vigilant, you boldly demand to see our stub. Getting a little personal, don't you think? Who's the guy in the military-style uniform that would make any third-world dictator proud? Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper. That's who.
Salute the general.
So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, Stubmaster, because you really tear it up.
Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
PowerMaster is your ASA series sponsor for the XS Power batteries. PowerMaster is pleased to announce the introduction of the XS Power series of batteries. XX Power batteries for racing applications and batteries for your car audio application. 12-volt batteries for street machines, street rods, off-road vehicles, and even motorcycles. XS Power batteries means 30% more power and no battery spilling. PowerMaster also carries your starters and alternators. Visit us on the web at www.powermastermotorsports.com.
Port City Racing, it's about winning. From lug nuts to complete race cars and 12,000 parts in between. Whether you're new to racing or a seasoned veteran, you'll find what you need at Port City Racing. Since 1981, Port City Racing has been producing winners. Drag racing, circle track, and much more. You can now browse through our Port City Racing catalog on the web. View and shop online right from your race shop. PortCityRacing.com. That's PortCityRacing.com.
Carnac.com, your online racing community since 1997. Carnac.com is racing classifieds, racing photos, racing news, lively racing message boards, chat rooms, multimedia, and so much more. And if your race team or racing business needs a website, or your website needs a fire lit under it, look no further than Carnac.com. From affordable web hosting to fancy flash animation, Carnac gets it done.
The United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series. Don't miss your chance to be a part of auto racing history. The United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series offers fast and exciting dirt late model racing throughout Florida, Georgia, and Alabama in 2008. The United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series is coming to a track near you soon. Check it out. UnitedDirtLateModels.com. The United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series.
Sponsored by Central Mobile Homes Incorporated and Central Sheds and Trailers. Homes America.
The United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series.
Hi, I'm Don O'Neill, driver of the number 71 race car.
You go dirt racing, so I think he's a little...
There we go, Scotty.
Hey, back on Southeast Dirt Weekly. Want to thank everybody for coming on. And want to thank, of course, funanddirtytravel.com. If you guys are thinking about going on a cruise, even thinking about going over to a cruise, you got to go over to funanddirtytravel.com. They got some great discounts over there. You will not believe. You got to get hooked up over there. They know what you want when you're going on a cruise. They know exactly what you're looking for, and they can set you up with what you need. Anything you want, if it's about cruising, funanddirtytravel.com is the place to go. Right now on the phone with us, Jack, I got the best of both worlds. Friday night, Ocala. Man, the 360s were unbelievable. If that wasn't enough, Saturday night, made my way down to the Clay by the Bay. On the phone with us right now, owner, East Bay Raceway Park, Todd Hutto. Todd, tell me about East Bay Raceway Park and what's going on there this weekend. Great racing last weekend with the 360 Sprint. This weekend, spectator racing.
Oh, yeah. This weekend, we got the late models, limited late models, open wheel modifieds, four cylinder bombers, outlaw fours, and the always popular FAM participation races.
The first time in 2008, first time since I've been there that I will have seen spectator racing. Now, I've seen spectator racing at other tracks. I've seen it at Bonson, I've seen it at Lake City, I've even seen it here in Ocala, as a matter of fact. Never seen a dagger on the dirt. Tell me what we'll see out there. Will we see, like, brand-new fast cars? Will we see old cars? Will we see some of everything?
See a little bit of everything, but actually, from time to time, I have been known to sneak out and
get in a car.
If Dad ever knows about this, you're
well,
fine.
Actually, I'm pretty good. I've won every time I've been out. So.
Oh, that's a whole thing going on there.
Yeah, a little home court advantage.
Yeah, we'll call that a home court advantage. Yeah, there you go.
I get a couple hundred laps a week around the racetrack, just in the back of cars or the grader or the water truck or something. So I do have a little.
You got to count for something. I mean, holy smoke.
But no, I tell you what, the racing's been awesome. Racing's been real good last weekend. I don't know if you talked about it much, but me and you both been probably one of the best moves in racing by one of the youngest drivers I've ever seen.
I mean, it really was. I asked myself earlier, I wonder if he had his eyes closed. We had to take, not a double take, like a triple take to see if we saw what we had saw.
Yep, he's here tonight. I just talked with him a little while ago. He's down in the
Shane
area.
Shane Burrows,
and I asked him, I said, Scott wanted me to ask you a question. Now, did you mean to do that? Did you just get loose and sideways and close your eyes and go through the hole, or was it just dumb luck? And he looked at me and said, I don't know. He says, how good was it?
It was literally, Jack, I'm telling you, I think he passed about 8 cars over there in turn 2. And I mean, in turn 2, he went by, like, I know he went by 4 cars. I looked up. It was like, dude, he is going to tear some stuff. He slid right through there, dude. It was like I said, I'd take like a triple take to see what I had saw. Then I looked at the scores and looked at Todd, and I was like, I think that's the greatest move I've ever seen ever in racing, dude, right there. So we talked about it earlier. Jamie Burrows, father of Shane Burrows, grew up racing there all this time, has passed that experience down, and now Jamie Burrows, one of the best hot shoes, not only at East Bay, but anywhere on dirt, but man, at East Bay, he's cooking over there.
Oh, yeah, he does a real good job, and Shane is one of them young men that's come in that's really impressed me. I mean, he's come out and did a real good job. He actually is practicing the modifieds right now to get ready for the next couple of years, but he's still racing the Outlaw 4s on Saturday nights. So,
well, there's no doubt about it. He's got a good – with his dad right there and obviously a great team. But it's that way literally with everybody. I mean, you've seen – there at East Bay, generations of families come through that racetrack racing. I mean, that really is the way it is at East Bay.
Yep, it's a pretty neat place. And I mean, just for instance, tonight we have practice tonight, and we got we probably got 50 or 60 cars in up there. And it's pretty amazing because I was out there watching the modifieds practice a little while ago, and I'm watching the 48 car, which is Wayne Hammond, and I turn around and look, and Wayne Hammond stands about 3 people away from me, and I'm like, Wayne, who's in the car? He says, my wife.
And just to put...
Wayne, who's in the car? He says, my wife. I said, okay. I looked up. He's like, passing race cars like she's been driving it for 20 years.
Oh, man. Are you kidding me? Wayne Hammond's wife.
And Todd, to put that number in perspective, there are tracks that would love to have 60 cars on their race night for their feature racing, and you have 60 out there on practice.
Yes, sir. Yes, it's been since I've been here, Jack, over the 6 years, it's been really amazing, the number of cars that we do keep. And, you know, it's a tribute to a lot of things, but I think track conditions obviously plays a big part of it. Racing on the asphalt is tough. Racing on the dirt is a lot tougher, but if you help keep the track in better condition so that the guys can come out and race and put on a good show for the fans, they don't mind rebuilding a race car when it does get dinged up a little bit. And come back out the following week and put on another good show. So it helps, I think, in situations, especially where the economy stuff right now. You know, we still have a great car count, and the fans see a tremendous show each and every week, no doubt about it.
And it's a tradition.
It is a tradition. When you go inside that place, it is. You get that feeling of this place is really special, and there's. It's like I said, you walk in there and you realize the history that's going on in there. When you go to one Winter Nationals, it's like, it is unbelievable, and it sets you up for the rest of the year, and you think, no way can it be like this each and every week. It is. It's that way each and every week. And Todd's being a little bit humble when he talks about the track, because I'm here to tell you, not only does he put in a tremendous amount of work there, but his staff is one of the most well-prepared, most professional staff of any racetrack that you will ever go to, and I mean anywhere on any level. I would put his track personnel up against anybody. They know just what to do, just where to go, and somehow they pull this deal off. And it's like you said, there's 110 cars in the pits, it's like Jack said, there were many cars, there were times when there wouldn't be that many cars at a track that I used to work at. 3 weeks in a row, there wouldn't be that many cars. So you guys are able to pull that off. It's a testament to you guys. Listening to Todd Hutto here on Southeast Dirt Weekly with Jack Smith, I'm Scott McAllister. Todd, you guys have worked hard to get that staff like that. Tell me about how all that goes together. How does a night at East Bay work? Holy smoke, man, 110 cars. How does it work?
Honestly, it works pretty good.
No, yeah, it does.
It starts, you know, people laugh about different things that I say sometimes, but it starts, really and truthfully, it starts at 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning. Make sure we got everybody that's supposed to be in where they're supposed to be, you know, at certain times of the day. And that's the first thing. The second thing is whenever a gentleman or a lady walks up to buy a ticket, they need to be greeted with respect, a smile, and a hello. That's one of our first keys that I've always, always tried to preach to our people because, you know, your first impression is usually your lasting impression that you have through the whole night. So the great racing obviously helps, but when you come up to buy a ticket, you want to be smiled and say hello and have a nice friendly attitude to the person that you're speaking with. And like I say, from there, it just goes on. Having you in the announcer stand, Scott. You know, the funny part is it excites me whenever Jason's up there and Whit's up there and Scott's up there. I mean, I had to pull the casters off the chairs so the chairs were flat on the floor because these guys were jumping up and down. They're standing on top of the table and the racing is that good. So it helps the employees and the attitude around the racetrack
The whole night, I'm 3 feet off the ground the whole night when I get there. And one thing, I come in there thinking, dude, chill out. It's a full night of racing. You pace yourself. It lasts about 3 laps, and I'm telling you, he raced number one, and he shot out. I'm screaming immediately. And I'm the biggest fan there. I tell you from the very beginning, I'm not a broadcaster. I'm the biggest fan there. They just hand me the microphone. I have a blast there. It's a great place to go to bring the whole family to.
Entertainment. It's entertainment.
Is it the greatest? It's the best bang for your buck you can get. And if you like racing, believe me, it's the place to be. And if you're in the Tampa area, gosh, get out to East Bay Raceway Park. It is a show like no other that you'll ever see.
You know, Todd, a bunch of us were talking just recently about this whole deal about entertainment. I remember a time 5 or 6 years ago, some people were giving me holy hell on a message board because I dared call racing entertainment. It's racing's not entertainment, it's racing. But, you know, that's a funny thing aside. But, you know, we were talking about entertainment, and, like, when you really got good entertainment, it makes people forget what all their other worries or cares about are on Earth. That's what all entertainment's about. And I'll tell you, when you go to East Bay and the racing gets going, you forget all about the rest of the world because it is exciting to see what goes on there. And I'll tell you, over in Turn 4, I'd never been up in that little media tower, but a couple of weeks ago when we were there with the Dirt Late Models, we were over there because they were doing the TV thing. What a cool place to see what a perspective from the track. I'd never seen that.
It is a neat place to watch, I guarantee you.
Absolutely.
I want to bring up talking about the entertainment part of it. Part of my job, get back to the staff and all. Part of my job, and Scott, you know this very well. At 6:30, we play the national anthem.
Yep.
And at 6:30, the national anthem better be playing, or we're going to have a bad night because I'm in a bad mood. I mean, that's just usually the way it works. And from there on, you know, the racers come out, and they usually put on one heck of a show, no doubt about it, so we have our entertainment. But I always try to have that little added something extra special, whether it's an intermission or, you know, I just plan so many different things throughout the year. I mean, we have a fan participation race. We have, you know, the Easter Bunny stuff for the kids. We had the cars.
You're giving away a ton of bicycles there already.
Oh, yeah, we give away bicycles. We had the car jump through the motorhomes a couple weeks ago. I'm planning to – I got another couple stunts we're planning to do. I don't want to let all my cats out of the bag, but I'm going to do a golf cart slip and slide one weekend.
I saw Jamie Burrows on a motorized bar stool one time do some really tremendous racing at Lakeland, as a matter of fact. And he killed himself. But that's a story for another night. Go golf cart. Slip and slide. Yeah, you believe me. We'll see what else we've seen there. We've seen Crash-O-Rama. You're right. I saw Budget Racer. His name was, get this, Jack, Pork Rind. Pork Rind took a Camaro and drove it through, and I mean like off a ramp, drove it through two old Winnebagos. I mean, I'm talking old. They were old, brother. Probably had 400,000 or 500,000 miles. He drove through them like melted butter, man. It was pretty amazing. He got it out. He took a shot, man. But yeah, his name was Pork Rind. Yeah, I love that.
Amazing.
I mean, it wasn't. I mean, at first, I was like, dude, you got to be kidding me. But then as he lined up, I was like, I don't know about this, man. If he came to the thing, I was like, hey, no. And sure enough, man, he went right through him, man. Still, the man, when I got out, he got out of the car. He's waving everybody. I thought I was going to get an interview. He went down to one knee, brother. He took a shot. But, hey, we went to two Winnebagos, man. But Todd is right. Every night, they have something for the kids. You know, the parents can get involved usually. So every weekend, and Todd, you know, we started talking about doing some stuff, and you said, yeah, man, we need to start doing this for next year. A lot of these things, man, they go into effect this year for events that are going to actually take place next year.
Yep, yep. We have all kind of stuff going on, including, I think, in the next week or 2 weeks, I ain't sure, I'm going to start my first ever driver tug-of-war, where I'm going to pit two classes. In other words, the limited sprints, I believe, is the first class versus the Outlaw Fours. There'll be five drivers from each class out on the front straightaway, and they will do a tug-of-war against each other.
I'm hoping for whatever team Gene Lasker's on. That's got to be the winning team, right?
Yep, and the winner of the class, they actually move on, that group of guys or girls, we have to be up with girls, that would move on to go against the next group that wins against the late models, say, in the limited late models, till we have an overall winner for the class.
How about that, Jack? So let's see. Buzzy, let's see the modified drivers. Buzzy Rudman, definitely probably not going to be your chain, the last kind of thing. Actually, I know Witt was talking about, hey, he's going to get out there. And like I said, he gets on the back of any of those ropes. Ain't nobody going to move him around. But, yeah, what a great night. Yeah, Witt's not eligible. That's right. Yeah, exactly right. Employees are not allowed to participate in that. Plus, it threw his back out probably, but... Man, I tell you what, fan participation races this night, as well as some great late model racing, and of course, the limiteds are going to be there as well. Make sure you get out for that. So, each and every week, make sure you go out to the website, check out the schedule. They got the website's been updated. You can check out the points. You can check out the standings and what's coming up and what's already been going on. So, Todd, I wanted to tell you we appreciate you coming on Southeast Dirt Weekly. We'll be having you on many more times throughout the year. And yeah, down to East Bay is what I say, man. Saturday night, 6:30. That's a cool thing about what's going to be great weather down there. Racing starts early. Get out of there early and get home. And, man, you get to see a lot of racing while you're there.
Absolutely. One good thing about East Bay is we have a curfew. So you do get out of here early, one way or the other.
Exactly. So, I mean, you will get out of there early. As long as you man, the last thing, he seems like a really nice guy until, like you say, you start running behind, and then, man, the veins start coming out. And, you know, man, I think I need to take this and get it going on. But I tell you what, Todd is definitely one of the people that if you could emulate a track or how to do things at a track, they've got it going on at East Bay. It's a solid show. It's a great place to watch racing at. If all you're talking about is racing, they bring it out to you. They bring you everything you could ever want to see, whether it be late model racing, from Lucas Oil Dirt Late Models to the United Dirt Late Model Series to our own weekly series that we have there, all the way up to 360 sprints. And then like Todd says, man, you throw in some things like golf cart slip and slide. It's just a great night. So the Clay by the Bay, definitely the place to be, especially this Saturday night. Make sure you get out there. Todd, thanks for coming on board, man, and being part of Southeast Dirt Weekly. We'll see you out there Saturday night.
All right, Scott, and thank you for spreading the word, and we appreciate it.
Later.
There you go.
Thank you, Jack.
Well, Jack, Todd Hutto, Mike Peters, so both owners from both tracks, man, the excitement and the thoughts that these guys are coming up with, they're thinking about stuff to do here, man. It's not just going through the motion. These guys are thinking hard about what can we do to help bring in more and keep the fans that we got.
It's fast and furious, man. It's fast and furious.
It's unbelievable. It's like this race show. It is fast and furious. Man, I tell you, it's just a great show, and I want to thank everybody for listening in. This hour has blown us away. Great guest. Of course, we want to thank Dwayne Dempsey for coming on, Mike Peters, and, of course, just right then, Todd Hutto.
Got a little something special for you, Scotty.
Yeah?
I got something a little special for the people, too, because as soon as we leave the air here, which is going to be in a couple of minutes, we have the very first interview that we did on Real Racing USA when Wayne Anderson finally decided he was actually going to go to dirt. Now, we've talked to him two or three times. We talked to him right after practice a few weeks ago on the air. But this is the first interview when he finally decided he was actually going to go dirt back in January. And we have that interview followed with an interview with Ivan and Lloyd and Shane Williams. And then following that was Shane Williams. So people want to hang around on Real Racing USA tonight to listen to some dirt guys.
Listen to some real dirt racing. I mean, listen to some real racing. These guys are, you want to talk about the essence of racing? These guys are, this is what pure race fans want to hear. Listen to Wayno's thoughts and what the wild man from Wildwood, Florida has got to say. And, of course, Professor Ivan and Lloyd. And, of course, get out here early to Ocala Speedway tomorrow night. They'll all be here, so make sure you get here early because, man, it's going to be packed out. But I want to thank the guys down at, of course, Midnight Rodeo, funanddirtytravel.com. Make sure you get over there, check out their website, log on, and sign up for their weekly newsletter. Once again, if you're thinking about doing any cruising at all, I don't care where or what, make sure you check out funanddirtytravel.com. Sign up for their newsletter, and believe me, you'll get some things like you have never seen. Once again, thanks to East Bay Raceway Park, Ocala Speedway, and, of course, everybody here at the family of Real Racing USA Studios. Jack, thanks once again for having me on in another great edition of Southeast Dirt Weekly.
See you next week, Scotty.
Sounds good.